We have a guest. Say hello.
Hello.
Hi, Heidi. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. It's been a bit miserable today, though.
Oh, I have really to say. I'm not loving it.
No, and it's not good for the hair. It's been so humid.
Yeah, this is true.
I know, and I feel like it's the first real, well, like, last week and this week being the first real weeks of, like, downpour every day.
It's very sad. You can feel the season is really changing now.
Like, I kind of just want to stay at home all day.
Same. Yeah. I want to be in bed.
But you haven't been. You've been working.
I've been out and about.
Yeah, and you've got a new single coming out this Friday, which we get a sneaky cheeky preview today.
Yeah, first time ever played on the radio.
Yeah, huge. So glad that we get it. Oh my gosh. So what's this experience been like? Because, you know, you're not just a musician, you work, you have to, like, promote yourself. Like, what's your relationship with having to be a creative and a musician, but also, like, balancing life stuff as well?
It's definitely hard. Like, I feel like working pretty much full time and then trying to also be creative and then sort out the admin side is very challenging. But I feel like for the creative side, you're always on the clock because it's just in your brain all the time. So I feel like I can be writing stuff on my notes all day and kind of having ideas all the time. And then just I'm getting into planning finally, like using my calendar and actually like making all of my free moments when I have to do the admin and stuff. But it really is hard being an independent artist and working.
And, like, what's your relationship with social media? Because I feel like all of us hate that we're constantly online, but, like, also refuse to log off. But you obviously have to do it for work.
Yeah, it's weird because it is kind of what you have to do these days.
Yeah.
But just trying to find a way where it feels authentic and not like you're doing it to try and do something to attract views or likes is like, I'm trying to find the balance of making it feel like me, but also promoting my work, but then also just using it for fun. But I definitely go in stages of being like, okay, I'm going to do it. I'm going to post heaps and then not doing it. And then I feel like I'm slowly getting into a balance of making it fun and making it feel authentic.
Yeah.
Because I don't want it to feel like I'm like, oh, like I have to post this on Instagram and it doesn't feel like my personality.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like you have a very distinct look and visual world. Is that all you? Do you collaborate with anyone? Like for your upcoming music video as well?
Well, yeah. So I feel like that's something that's really important to me. I love the visual side of things. And that's something that like I definitely always want to be a big part of my music.
Yeah.
For my music video that I have coming, I've been working with my friend Sorka, which has been really cool. And we've done quite a few shoots together, which has kind of been a combination of her ideas and stuff that's my look and some of my ideas. And I love collaborating with people as well. So I feel like it's always a bit of a combination of using my friends' skills, because there's so many cool people around with amazing talents and taste, and it's good to utilize that. And but I love that side of things, and I find it so fun.
Yeah, I feel like that's also really cool about living in Auckland. Like, yes, everyone knows everyone, but also it's great that everyone knows everyone.
Yeah, everyone is awesome.
I know, and I feel like people are so willing to help you with things. Like, 100%. You'll be so surprised if you just, like, ask, which is really beautiful.
It makes it so much less daunting and more exciting if your project is involving your friends who you really respect their work, and it just makes it so much more fun.
Yeah. And speaking of friends, so Icy Girl had a remix with Teddy.
Oh, huge.
What was it like hearing your work remixed by someone else and like hearing it kind of in a different font, if you will?
It was so cool. It came about because I was at Nympho, obviously.
Shout out.
Teddy organizes. Yeah. And he had heard the song and I think wanted to do a remix for a set, but I was like, oh, like you should do an actual remix. And it was kind of like a drunk afters chat, and then it actually happened.
I love it when it actually happens. Yeah, that's so cool.
And I love it because it's it still holds the original structure of the song pretty much. It just has a totally different feel and spin to it. And I loved like hearing it for the first time because I was like, oh my God, it's like the same song but completely new. And I was just having a totally different listening experience.
Oh, amazing. That's so cool. I feel like also it's still a really cohesive track, even though it's really different. I think a testament to your writing style and maybe the fact that you guys probably like all the same music.
Totally. And I just loved that it was like his version of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so cool. I'm so grateful that that happened. I love it so much.
Oh, that's so cute. And the new single, Out Friday, tell me what the writing process of that was like.
So this will actually be my oldest song, funnily enough. I think I wrote it 3 years ago, which is kind of crazy. And it was just a demo sitting on my laptop for ages. And then I re-recorded it last year with my friend Lucian Rice. And then my friend Josh Naley did some extra production on it as well. And then I was like, yeah, it's cool. I'll release this one.
No, that's so exciting. I feel like it's interesting hearing, let me formulate the question. A lot of the time you'll have been working on something for a really, really long time. And then I feel like for us, it will be new, but for you, it's kind of been in the works for ages. Do you get like excited when you're about to release, or like, what's the feeling?
I don't know. Yeah, it's definitely a weird feeling, especially with this, where I feel like it's been in my world for so long where I kind of don't really have any perspective of it anymore. And since I've written so many songs since then, but I think it's also because I'm probably a little bit subconsciously nervous, where I have to like detach myself a little bit from like thinking anything about it and just like do the work and being like, oh, coming out soon, and then assess how I feel after the fact, because it is still kind of scary to know that it can be perceived from Friday onwards.
I do hate to be perceived. It's scary.
Yeah, but you just gotta do it.
Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit about the themes of the song? What's it about? What does it mean to you?
Well, it's definitely, I guess it's about having a crush on someone and getting mixed signals and not knowing if they hate you or if they love you. But I feel like it's kind of more like you don't know if you should like them or dislike them, and you're just confused. But it's like, it's a pop song. It's not overly specific and emotional compared to, I guess, some of my newer songs that I'm working on. But it's kind of just fun, and it's kind of cathartic, and it's a fun song to dance to, and it's like a 2000s pop rock inspired song.
Cute.
It's also really short.
Yeah. Honestly, it's giving, not sonically at all, but what was that coded? I feel like we need more silly, fun, very like emotionally driven pop music.
Exactly. That's just like, we need to dance and feel it.
And especially when you said cathartic, I feel like I've been missing that.
Me too.
I've been listening to so much like folk that's so sad and just makes you want to cry.
It's time to dance.
It's so time to dance.
And you know what? If you want to dance to this song, I'm having a release party at Number 7 on Saturday night, and we can all dance cathartically together.
Oh, and that would be so delicious.
It really will be.
It will be. But you also have another show after that, so the dancing continues.
The dancing never stops.
Never stops.
Yeah, I have a show on May 14th, which is a Wednesday night at Whammy Bar, and I'm playing alongside George Barney Roberts and Amber Luck, who are two other local musicians who are my friends, who are incredibly talented. It's going to be so fun. Everyone should come. Tickets are $15, I believe.
Yeah. That's really exciting. I feel like it's so cool because, you know, you're also doing a show with your friends, so.
Yeah. Yeah, it makes it so much more fun.
Yeah. And you can dance with
and
Heidi.
And you can dance.
We can dance all together. Head along to the shows. And
please.
Maybe without further ado, maybe you can dance in your seats at work or when you're driving or on the streets if you're listening while walking. I always listen to the radio while walking. It's actually really, it's nice.
Oh, I need to get on that.
No, having someone like in your ear. Oh, not that that's what. Well, without further ado, this is for the first time ever, huge, Heart in Danger, Heidi Simpson. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Yay.